Welcome to the TD Sports NBA Betting Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, Tuesday, and it's August 4th, we are going to get into my bets for the NBA today. Pretty weird to be having basketball in August, but we'll take it. I was planning to be having this show daily, but I actually just bought a coffee shop about a month ago. I am a business owner now, so that has been taking up some of my mornings, and usually I was able to wake up, look at lines, and get a podcast out, but now it might be a little bit harder until I can get into more of an established rhythm. So for now, I can't guarantee that I'll have a podcast out daily, but make sure and check my Twitters because I will be posting my plays there daily and just talking all basketball and stuff. So if you don't see a podcast, fear not, I'm still putting out picks. I just might be tweeting them out because it's kind of easier for me to take 5 minutes and sit down and tweet than get all my stuff out and go find somewhere else to do audio and all this stuff. So a little bit busy, but still loving betting NBA basketball and still doing it. So make sure you guys are following me on Twitter, and that's at Ty Delbridge, and the podcast at TD Sports Podcast. Actually, I think I changed it to TD Sports Betting, where I'm just constantly retweeting betting stuff and posting betting stuff, all that. All right, ramble over. Let's get into the games and my best bets for today. All right, so just to recap, yesterday, like I said, there was no podcast, but I did put out some picks on Twitter. Went 4-4 yesterday. On Sunday, I put out 10 picks and went 5-5, so I'm looking to be more on the positive now the rest of the week here, but, you know, we'll break even. I am feeling really good about all of my picks. I'm right there on these good amount of these losses. I know that, like, being close or whatever the saying is, so it only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. So yeah, it doesn't really matter, but I feel like I'm right there. Yesterday, I had the Joel Embiid combined over of 41.5 rebounds, points, and assists. He finished with 41 and had a chance with two free throws at the end of the game, missed them. With LeBron yesterday, I had him at 40.5. Yeah, it was 40.5 combined points, assists, and rebounds, and he finished with 39. I had the Bucks against the Rockets. Bucks went up 8 with like 3 minutes left. They blew that game. I had the Thunder against the Nuggets. They were up. They blew that. Yeah, I had the Sixers last night with the Lakers parlay, and they almost blew that. So yeah, I feel like I'm right there. Just, I've bet on a lot of teams. I've gone up big and just can't maintain it. So that's been a little bit frustrating, but we're right there. And so I feel like here I'm going to get into a bit of a groove, but we are in this for the long term. I'm not trying to go perfect every day. Well, I am trying to go perfect every day, but I know that's not realistic. And I can go 1-4, 5-5, 2-6, and then go 8-3, 10-1 or whatever. And just, I'm going to keep the same just mindset because this is for long term and I'm trying to be winning and trying to be profitable over season after season, not day after day, or not one day and then bad, and then one day and then week bad. I'm just trying to be profitable long term. So stick with me at that. Make sure you guys are betting responsibly. Let's say, like, because I know some people are following me. So make sure you guys aren't just blindly betting stuff. Make sure you do your own research. Find what units and what amount of money you are willing to bet and willing to lose and not stress out about it. Don't pay rent bills, don't pay car bills, stuff like that. Just be responsible, and that's the best way to have fun, in my opinion, with it. And make sure you guys hit me up on Twitter for any questions for about sports betting stuff, any tips, things I do, people I follow, and I'll be sure to help you out. So with that little ramble real quick, let's take a look at the games today before I get into my best bets, starting bright and early, 10:30 a.m. on the Pacific time. We got Nets, Bucks. The Nets aren't playing anybody. I'm pretty sure the Bucks are like a 17.5 point favorite. At 11:30, we have the Dallas Mavericks versus Sacramento Kings. Next game, we have the Suns versus Clippers, which is the game on NBA TV, and so is Bucks Nets, but no one's watching that first game. Next, we have the Magic at the Pacers. Then we have the Celtics at Heat, which is on TNT at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. And then at 6 p.m. Pacific time, we have the Houston Rockets versus the Portland Trailblazers. So, not bad slate of games. That Nets-Bucks game's not going to be good. Dallas Kings, Dallas has kind of been iffy, so that could be a barn burner. Dallas should handle that game, but anything can happen right now. Phoenix, LA, I think the Clippers should handle that. Magic, Pacers, I think the Magic will probably end up taking that. Boston, Miami, that's going to be a super fun game to watch between two of the top East teams. And then Houston, Portland, that should be a fun matchup as well. All right, we'll take a quick break. And then when we come back, I will get into my best bets and some top props for the day. Welcome back. Let's now get into my best bets and top props for today. First bet, I'm trying to just do this more time accordingly. First bet, I'm taking the Dallas Mavericks first half -3. This is the best first half team in the NBA. And that is against the spread. And just in general, they get off to amazingly hot starts. Like, they try and put that game away early, like in the first quarter. Like, they're trying to put 40 on your head and just not have to worry about the rest of the game. They start blazing. Luka comes out, so much energy, they all do. And then in the second half, I don't know if they just have like an adrenaline dump, if they're just tired, I don't know, if they give up, or they think they did so well that the second team now, like in the second half, like it doesn't matter what they do, like they won't lose. I don't know. Both games, they've gone up huge since the bubble, and they did this all season. They go up huge. They look amazing. They go, all right, boom. And the second half, terrible second half. Like, not even average. Like, not even just okay second half. Bad second halves, and they blow their leads. They blew it against Houston, and they still should have won that. And then they allowed a tip in with like a second left off a free throw to go in the overtime, and then got smashed in overtime. And then they did it with the Suns. They were up huge on the Phoenix Suns, who shouldn't even be here. Went up huge, had like an offensive rating at halftime of like 137 or something like that. And they averaged like 105, and that's like, or like a 110 or something like that. And it's a historic for what they averaged. So they were doing way above that. And then like in the second half, nothing. So that's this Dallas team. I can't put my finger on them. I trust them in the first half. I don't trust them past halftime. So I got this at -3. I've seen it get up to -3.5. The Kings are not a very good first half team. It seems like it takes them a little bit to figure out the game's going. I think Dallas is going to be pissed off that they blew the last two games. And I think the same thing happened. They'll be pissed off that they lost those last two games in the third, fourth quarters. Be angry right away. Go up big. And then who knows the second half. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just worrying about the first half. So give me the Dallas Mavericks -3 on the first half. Next, 3 o'clock game, taking the over 225 Magic at Pacers. I've seen this thing kind of jump up since I bet it. It's been up around 225, 226s. The Magic have gone over 14 straight games. I think bookmakers and a lot of people are still looking at that first half of the season for them. I've been on the Magic a lot lately, and they've been very profitable for me. They flipped their offense since the All-Star break. They are now more of a scoring team. They don't really care. Well, they care about defense, whatever. But they did something. They unlocked something in their practices. They changed their game plan. Whatever it is, they want to put up points now. They want to try and outscore you, not slow the game down and maybe win like 95-90. They want to win 125-121 now, it's what it seems like. So I think this is going to be a very high scoring game. You got the Pacers, who are in the second night of a back-to-back. They gave up 100 points to the Wizards last night, and it was actually a pretty tough game. I think the Magic are a lot better than the Wizards, so I could see the Magic easily getting the 115-117. I almost bet their team total of over 113.5. I'm just really high on this Magic offense. That they're just a completely different team. So I still think these lines get kind of low for them. They're only a half, I think they're a 1-point favorite over the Pacers. I didn't pick anything there, but I would lean the Magic. But I'm taking the over 225. I think the Magic, you heard what I said. This could be close. I'm definitely going to be probably sweating this one out. I don't think it's going to be a complete like 135-130 game. I could see the Pacers maybe slowing it down, maybe a little bit tired from last night. Still word on if we'll have Malcolm Brogdon play tonight. I think it might be out. I haven't really looked up that, but I know we have Victor Oladipo's playing after resting yesterday, so you get a fresher of the all-star type player coming back for the Pacers. You get a Magic team that's rested. I think this thing gets up to, I think it'll finish in the one around the 230s. So give me the Magic Pacers of the over 225. I like it up to about 227. Anything after that could be a little iffy, but I like the over 225. All right. Next game here, taking the Boston Celtics minus 3.5. Yesterday, the Heat played Toronto, had a very tough game against the Raptors that they ended up losing. Played very competitively, though. Those Raptors are very good right now. But now, so that was yesterday. Now, on the second day, of a back to back, they get a very tough and talented Boston Celtics team who have a kind of fresher legs. I know right now maybe that stuff won't matter for second night of back-to-backs because these guys aren't flying. Like for the Heat, they don't have to get on a flight and fly to Boston from Miami. They get to go back to their hotel room and rest and not change time zones, stuff like that. So I think that's very beneficial. But still, I think now you get a team that put a lot of energy with that Raptors game and lost. Now they get a very... There's no breaks here. This Boston team wants to win. They want to avoid the Bucks in the second round of the playoffs. Same with the Heat. They want to avoid the Bucks in the second round of the playoffs. So this game is a battle for who can get up to the second seed to avoid the Bucks to the East Finals. I think obviously a very grind out game between both teams. I'm not going to be surprised if Miami is keeping this close towards the end. If it's two possession games with about, or like a two possession game, or maybe even like a one possession game with like a minute left. But I think Boston is just more talented here, and I think they're the more talented team and the just bit fresher team will pull this out here. I think Boston kind of got into a groove with Portland there, let off the gas, and you can't let off the gas with Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. Miami has players like that, but not really. I don't think Jimmy Butler can just explode for 40 off, hit a bunch of threes. We saw Duncan Robinson go for 2 points yesterday. We saw Kendrick Nunn have a terrible game. So they have a lot of talented players, but nobody like Dame and CJ who can just go Dame time and take over. Boston has Tatum, who now looked super good. The Celtics beat the Heat twice already this season, or maybe even three times. No, it's twice. And one of the times they beat the Heat, they didn't even have Jason Tatum. So I really like the Celtics here. Just because I think they are the slightly more talented team and the slightly fresher team. 3.5 is a little bit iffy. I was hoping to get it at 3, maybe 2.5. So keep an eye on that. But I think the Celtics cover and pull this one out and maybe win by 5-6. This game is going to be a sweat out. If you ain't ready to sweat a game out and be right there to the end and grit your teeth, don't bet this Celtics one. Stay away from it. Maybe go the Heat. Maybe take the whatever. But this is going to be the jockstrap game, boys. Put on your jockstrap for the Heat Celtics game. And we're taking the Celtics minus 3.5. All right. Next game here. Let's see. Boom, boom. Oh, with this Celtics game, actually. 1 second. Let me pull this up. Actually, no. We're going to wait because it is a prop. We'll put that at the end there. So wait on that top prop. All right, so we went that one, we did that one, we did that one. All right, last teams, bets, or whatever. I'm taking the under 244 Rockets at Blazers. I don't feel great about this. I feel all right about this. And the reason I did this is I think this total is kind of high. The Rockets have been, they get their line set super high, which is understandably so, because I think these books are very wary about getting exploded over by the Rockets, which is fine. But they tend to go under because these lines are so high. They've had a couple games set at 240 this year when it's opened up, and they've gone under each time. They haven't gone over 240 when the game's set at 240. The Blazers have gone over twice, but one was against the Hawks and one was against the Pelicans. Besides that, these teams like to stay around the 230, 235s. The last time these two, around 230, 245s, I got some stats here I'm trying to pull up. I put all my notes just clumped together, so it's confusing because I'm trying to talk and read here. So, 1 second. So, these two teams played three times this year, and the totals for those games finished at 240 when the game was set at 232. So, that was the over, whatever. And that's when it hit 240, but not even 244. So, there we go. The next game, or whatever, I don't have these in order. I just did it. The game finished at 224 and the total was set at 236 and a half, so that went under. And then 237 and then it was set at 244 and it went and it hit 237. So they've gone under twice and only over once, and the over was set at 232. Yeah, I'd take the over at 232, but it's 244 we're talking about. We've seen these teams get to 240. Now with the Blazers, they have Jusuf Nurkić back, and he's been an amazing part of their offense. I think they're really going to try and implement him against this Houston small ball. That is going to be a problem. I'm very keen to that Houston's going to shoot a ton of threes, and the Blazers have bigs who are going to have to go out to these 6'5", 6'7", wings. Could be a huge problem. And if Houston shoots 61 threes like they get against Milwaukee and hit it like that, then this is in trouble because they could get to 150 and then this thing is screwed. But I think these two teams don't really like each other. We might see a little bit more pound the basketball, go at each other type thing. Russ might try and go at Dame a little bit and go for drives, not as many threes. I think the Blazers will try and use Nurkić a little bit more, try and get him in the offense to bring the Rockets down, to maybe open up the three-point line for Dame, CJ, and for Gary Trent Jr. and all those wings. It really depends if Nurkić can stay out of foul trouble. He's going to be huge for this game because he is, he's not like Anthony Davis or anything like that, but he's pretty quick for how big he is. So I think he could get out to those Rockets guys, not super effectively, but enough to stay on the court. And offensive-wise, if he can do what he's been doing and stay out of foul trouble, he's a game changer here. And I think it will slow the game down because the Blazers will give it to him, let him hit in the post, and maybe the Rockets sends double teams, dish it out. Yes, maybe the Blazers hit a three, but we're wasting shot clock there. So I think all those things could hit this thing around 238, 240. It's going to be another sweating game. I bet this last night, and now this morning as I've slept on it, I'm like, oh, I can't believe I bet this under for these two high scoring games. My favorite team, the Blazers. Rockets are a crazy high scoring game. This thing could easily go to 270, 280. I can't believe I bet the under, but I just saw some value in it. I think books saw these two teams go, oh, high scoring game. And yes, that is the case, but historically with these two teams and just what they've done, they don't always do it. Yes, they have certain games, but I just don't see this game getting around 244. Maybe I'm back and forth in here. Maybe stay away from that one. But I'm taking the under 244. That's another jockstrap game. If you ain't ready for that one, don't bet it, because that's going to be a sweat out game right from the get-go. We could see a crazy, crazy first half, and then both teams die off in the second half, and this thing goes under. So be wary, but I'm taking the under 244 Rockets at Blazers. All right, top props. First top prop here. I could not actually put it into my Action Network app, so it wasn't on my list here. So I'm taking Gordon Hayward's over combined points, rebounds, and assist 24.5. 24 and a half combined points, rebounds, and assist. Gordon Hayward has looked very good since being in the bubble. I think it was on the Bill Simmons podcast yesterday. They were saying because he's such a video game guy that he's almost liking the no fans. It's like able to be more calm, which it's in a way. Yeah, I'm glad to see him get back to almost what he was back in Utah and what Boston had signed for. He's still not that player, but it's nice to see him be an effective, good, useful player again. So against the Blazers, he played 34 minutes. He had 22 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Against the Bucks, he had 17 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. He has been kind of taking over that point forward role with Kemba Walker still coming back. He's still coming back from injury, and they're slowly bringing him up. I think they want to ramp him up towards like right before the playoffs or with the playoffs. So I don't expect them to really try and get much out of Kemba. So I could see this role being a very useful role for Hayward. He can knock down shots from the mid-range. He can knock down shots from the three. He has very good ball handling. He's a good decision maker. I was actually looking at his assist total, which was like at 3.5, 4. I was going to take the over, but then I was looking at his points. It was like 14, and then like his combined was 24.5. And I'm like, he went for 22 points last game. So 24.5 combined for all three. This guy likes to fill up the stat sheets with the points, rebounds, and assists. I see him doing that against a team like the Heat, who might try and take away Tatum, who might try and take away Jaylen Brown, and that leaves Gordon Hayward now being the, he just might have the ball in his hands more. Maybe he picks up 10 assists and he racks up less points, but now we get more of that assist total. Maybe he's just going for more rebounds. I don't know. I think we see a pretty effective game from Gordon Hayward. I don't think he'll dominate in one area, but I think he'll continue to do what he does. And then the last game in March before the whole thing canceled, he had 27, 10, and 5. He averages 17, 6, and 4. So that's just all that right there. I think Gordon Hayward exceeds the 24 and a half combined points, rebounds, and assists. So give me that. I got it at minus 125, taking Gordon Hayward there. And then my last top prop, talked about this guy just last game, Yusuf Nurkic. I'm taking his over 3.5 assists. I got it at plus 130. Like I said, I think the Blazers, no matter what, I think they're going to try and use him early. I think the first half, they're going to try and establish Nurkic. So I think he's going to have the ball in his hands with ability to score and make plays. I think he's going to know that this game is going to be a three-point game, so he needs to get it out to his wings and draw the defense in. So I think we'll see a lot of passing from Nurkic. He's a very willing passer, very skilled passer. And yes, this thing could go terribly for the Blazers, and maybe the using Nurkic doesn't work, but I think he's going to have the volume and he's going to have the opportunity early to try and establish himself. As a Trailblazers fan, as someone who's watched Nurkic play for the team, how they like to use him, how they like to use it since he's even been back, and how effective he's been, I think they've really missed him and they want to get him going more and more. Last game, he had 30 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Against the Grizzlies, he had 18 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. So he's went over 3.5 both games already. Now we get a more high scoring game. Fingers crossed that it's not. But I think he's going to be almost like a point guard for the Blazers today. They're going to try and use him with the ball in his hands and let Dame and CJ run off screens, work off the ball to get more open looks, and use Nurkic's skillful passing because he's bigger than all the guys out there. He's going to be the biggest guy on the court weight-wise and size-wise. So down low, he'll be able to see guys cutting, guys getting open to the three-point line. He can stand at the top of the free throw line or three-point line and kind of be like a Jokic and dictate for cutters and guys coming around him and use his big body as for screens, hands-offs, all that stuff. I think Nurkic is going to be vital for the Blazers, and they have to use him for them to maybe steal a win here or get the win or keep it close. I think we see a game from Nurkic where he has a lot of volume. Maybe he doesn't have a good game or whatever, but I think he's going to have the opportunity here to dish out passes, make plays. So give me Nurkic's over 3.5 assists. I almost called him Jokic because, you know, I'm usually taking that Jokic prop at 6.5, 7. Now we get Nurkic at 3.5. I think people are still sleeping on him. I think after this game, and when he goes over the 3.5, around 4, 5, 6 assists, we'll start seeing this line like a Jokic line around 4, 5 assists for Nurkic. All right. So those are my best bets and top props for today. Let's take a look real quick, recap them. Man, for some reason when I talk, my nose gets super runny. So I apologize if you hear me like talking kind of nasally or whatever. I don't know what it is. I'm not sick or anything. My nose just starts running when I talk a lot. Maybe I'm just so hyped for basketball back. Things are just crazy. All right. Real quick. So first bet, Dallas Mavericks first half -3. Blazers Rockets under 244. Gordon Hayward's over 24 and a half points, rebounds, and assists combined. Boston Celtics -3.5. Magic Pacers, I'm taking the over of 225. And I'm taking Yusuf Nurkic's over 3.5 assists. God, my stutter is bad today. Too much coffee. I apologize. So those are my bets today. Thank you guys so much for listening, tuning in. I'm trying to get back tomorrow and the next couple days to get a podcast out so I can give all my thoughts and my opinions on stuff. But if not, make sure you guys are following me on Twitter, and that's at Ty Dobridge, where I'll be tweeting out more picks that I like, thoughts on it, and maybe some injury news and whatnot. So thanks you guys so much for listening. Best of luck for your bets, and we'll see you next time.